Thank you, Ian. We've reached our last set of news items and a mixed bag as always. What have we got for you? Well, Amazon Prime vans dominate our roads, but we will now also have Amazon electric cargo bikes delivering their goods. Hopefully they do better than delivery firm Evri, whose packages seem to have got lost in a black hole in Stoke Holy Cross. There's paddleboarding and a new use for a city church. So off we go. Amazon has launched a fleet of new electric cargo bikes in Norwich as part of a £300 million investment into its UK transportation network. A micro-mobility hub has opened at the company's Sweetbriar Industrial Estate delivery station. Norwich joins more than 40 cities in the UK and across Europe with one of these new hubs, facilitating electric cargo bike and on-foot deliveries. The aim is to improve air quality and reduce congestion by replacing vans with more sustainable transport. The Norwich delivery station originally opened in September 2016 and employs more than 100 permanent employees to process orders.
A small village just outside the city has been dubbed the Bermuda Triangle of Norfolk due to the mysterious disappearance of delivery parcels. The vanishing Evri deliveries left the people of Stoke Holy Cross scratching their heads, especially as they received confirmation that their packages had arrived. But villagers began to realise they had been duped. Lisa Marie Barrack, a Stoke local, said, "I was expecting two parcels, which were undelivered. Yet I was sent confirmation of delivery from Evri, showing fake stock photos from the internet of front doors with parcels in front of them. In order to prove they made a correct delivery, Evri drivers must take a picture of the parcel in front of the destination address." Social media groups for the area were awash with similar reports, and it seemed the whole community had been tricked. As word got around, people soon realised their regular and more reliable driver had gone on holiday, and a substitute driver had failed to make any deliveries.
A paddleboarding business in Norwich has hosted its first dating event on the water. Norwich Paddleboard Hire welcomed around 25 guests for the inaugural Tinder Tuesdays Singles Evening on Tuesday. The group met onshore at the firm's base in Gibraltar Gardens before floating down the river while getting to know new people. Tinder Tuesdays will continue each Tuesday throughout August at 7 p.m. It costs £14.99 for an hour and a half, and the equipment is provided.
The application to change St Mary Coslaney Church in Oak Street into an auction house was put forward by Manda Auctioneers and Valuers of Norwich. It is looking to use the Grade 1 listed site to hold regular auctions of art, antiques, collectibles, jewellery and other similar items. The church, next to the city's junkyard market, has had a chequered history, having fallen into disrepair and being restored several times. It was declared redundant as a church in 1971. St Mary is the last surviving medieval round-towered church in the city after others were destroyed by bombing in the Second World War. It has existed since the early 11th century and was rebuilt in the 15th century with extensive restorations in the early 1900s.
A city pub that closed last year after the landlord was suddenly evicted is set to reopen next month. Stonegate, the company that owns Gibraltar Gardens in Higham Street, said that it will start serving customers again in September. Stonegate had previously hoped the pub would reopen at the end of last month, but pushed back the date as it searched for new tenants. The site was established in 1470 alongside the River Wensum, but only became a public house in the early 1700s. It was expanded and enlarged in 1550 and again in 1600, being made a Grade II listed building in 1954. More recently, it closed from the end of 1999 to March 2000 for further extensive renovations.
The University of East Anglia has confirmed plans to reopen the campus pharmacy after a year of campaigning. The university said there will once again be access to medicine on its campus due to a new partnership with an independent pharmacist. The pharmacy, which is open to everyone in the community, has been taken over by pharmacist Anand Patel and is due to reopen in the autumn following refurbishment works. It comes after Boots pulled out of its campus-based pharmacy last July as part of a string of branch closures nationally, leaving 17,000 students in the lurch.
A shy little bird known for its distinctive call is rebuilding its population with the help of the team at a Norfolk Nature Reserve. The corncrake is a small, rare bird that was previously found across much of the UK, but has been lost almost everywhere due to a change in agricultural practices and wetland loss since the mid-20th century. Wildfowl and Wetland Trust, WWT, Welney, was asked to host a new release site as part of a reintroduction project in 2021. Since then, the team has released 300 corncrakes into the wild, and studies show more are surviving as time goes on. In 2021, only 3 male corncrakes were recorded calling at WWT Welney. But in 2024, this shot up to at least 9. A similar number of female birds is also likely to be present. This means around 18 birds have successfully left Welney, migrated to sub-Saharan Africa, and returned to the same site they were released from.
Well, we've now arrived at the end of this weekly edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. You will be used to our usual reminder that when you have finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it in a postbox. The postal service is not as quick as it used to be, so can we urge you not to rush to return it to us so that you miss listening to it all? There's lots to listen to, including Just Talk this week, so please do not feel you have to return it too quickly. Our other regular reminder, of course, is that you do not have to pay any postage, as the postal service is free.
We hope you have enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the whole team of volunteers who have produced it today. This week's editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do feel free to call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. You will know that the office is not manned every day, so if there is no reply, hold on until you hear our answer phone message, click in, and then you can leave your own message. We always get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk or listen on Smart Speaker. So now all that remains is for Mike and myself to remind you to keep listening for Just Talk and to hope you enjoy it, and also that you've enjoyed listening to our weekly edition. So it's goodbye from Mike and myself.